Shalom Aleichem Rabosei, today's daf is Erevin, daf Lamed Tes. We are at the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We had just brought up the topic of Hachana, that Rabbah had said that Hachana from Yontif to Shabbos and Shabbos to Yontif is Aser. So the Gemara is going to ask a question on that. And then we're going to get into a discussion of, again, we've been talking about this also yesterday, but whether Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Hashanah is one Kedusha, Shtei Kedushos, one long holy day, again, when you have 2 days back to back, is it one long holy day? Is it two different holy days and the nafkaminas in terms of how many eruvim you have to make, and a nafkamina in terms of if an egg is laid on one day, can you eat it on the next day? And other such halachos in Yana de Yoma, as Rosh Hashanah is in, I guess it's by now, it's tomorrow, so it's tomorrow night, because it is Thursday night, whatever I am in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, either way, let's go by turn. The Gemara says like this: Elahad Amar Rav Yehuda. Right, again, if you're telling me that according to Rabbah, you're not allowed, right, to be mechin from Shabbos to Yontif or Yontif to Shabbos, and part of that is using your voice, making any declaration that would prepare from one to the other. So Elahad Amar Rav Yehuda, right, that which Rav Yehuda said. Erev Baraglav Yom Rishon, Erev Baraglav Yom Sheni. Right, if a person made an Erev with his presence, right, we said there are two ways to make an Erev, either with food or where you are actually located. So if you use the location on the first day, so then Erev Baraglav Yom Sheni, you also need to make an Erev on the second day. If you have Yontif and Shabbos or Shabbos and Yontif, you need to make another Erev on the second day based on your location. Erev Bepas B'Yom Rishon, Erev Bepas B'Yom Sheni. Same thing if you used bread or some sort of food to make your Erev, you need to make another one on the second day. The Gemara says, Hakama Chavein Miyomtov the Shabbos. How are you doing that? How are you setting up an Erev for the next day? You're preparing from Yomtov to Shabbos. So Amar Leis, Rabbi said back, Mi Svaras to Azal V'Amar Midi. Are you telling me what, he has to go and say something? What, an Erev requires speech? No, the Azal V'Shasik V'Yasiv, right? All, when a person's Kona Shvisa by his location, all he has to do is sit there. He doesn't have to say anything, right? Again, Rabbi holds that the Chana, the speech is the issue. So if you're just sitting there, so then it's totally fine. So Kumar says, come on. Who's that like? That's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Amar, who says Chefti Hefker Konin Shvisa, that even any item that is Hefker can also acquire residence, meaning that you can have a Shvisa for a person, you can have a Shvisa for an object. Right? If you have an object that is, a shofar, let's use Yom HaDiyomai, a shofar is lying on the road, and it belongs to nobody, so that item also has a limit of 2,000 amos, depending on where it is. So that is that item can go within 2,000 amos. So obviously an item does not need to make a declaration, right? Apparently you don't need the speech. You see that you don't need the speech to make an Erev. So just to clarify the context over there, this is a machlok between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, on Daf Mem Hei. The machlok is there is that when a person is sleeping, when Banish Mashos hits, so what do you do about an Erev? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that he's still Konish Shvisa, meaning you can make an Erev based on your location, even if you don't say anything, even if you're sleeping. So then you have 2,000 amos of where you are, but the Chachamim say, no, you did not. You're not able to be Konish Shvisa if you're sleeping, and then the guy has to stay where he is, and he doesn't even have more than Dalet Amos, assuming he's in Rishus HaRabim. Now the Gemara, again, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara then extends that and says also by the case of items, and that's what the case is over here. By Cheftze Hefker, items usually have a Shvisa determined by their owner, but if there is no owner, if it's Hefker, so then it's Konish, that's the Machogas, or the Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we just quoted right here, says that an item has 2,000 amos from wherever he is, and the Chachamim say there's no Konish Shvisa by items. And if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says that whoever kind of takes them will determine their tchum. But okay, either way, that's the case over there. That's important because the Gemara is going to just kind of reference it. So, Kaman, again, just to read it again, who according to Rabbi, who says that you don't need to make any, you don't need to say anything about an Eruv, sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, who says that objects can acquire, Shvisa can acquire these 2,000 amos limit. Well, obviously, if there's no object, is not going to make a declaration. So you see that you don't need one. So Gemara says, nah. Afilu teimu Rabbanan. You can even say, the Chachamim say, that you do not need to make a declaration or say something when you make your Erev. Because I kind of pliga Rabbanan aled Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri el biyashin. Right? The machlokas, the only machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is if the guy is sleeping, delo matzi amar, because he has no ability to say anything. Avo b'neir, but if he's awake, diboy l'meimar matzi amar, because he can say something. So afo gav delo amar, come on to amar dami. Even though he didn't, it's as if he did, meaning that we see this throughout Shas as well. You know, the Kolaroy Labila in Bila Ma'akev, that it just you just have to be able to do something. You don't actually have to do something. So that's what the Chachamim might say, and therefore you could say over here as well that some sort of speech or some sort of declaration is not necessary for your Erev Tchumim. Okay, fine. So Amar Le Rav. Bar Rav Chanan Abaye, I have a shmir le lamar de haditanya. Well, what about this brisa? Right? Did Rabbi hear this brisa? Lo yahalech adam lasof sadeh ulei derma hitzricha. Towards the end of Shabbos or towards the end of Yotav, a person can't go to the end of his field to figure out what he needs to do on Matzah Shabbos. Kayotzi bo. Similarly, lo yatil le yitayel. A person shouldn't take a walk. Shouldn't take a tiyul. Al Pesach Medina, Kadesh Shi Yikanes Lamerchad, to the end of the, not Medina is a state, but here it means a city, to go into the bathhouse Miyad, immediately after Shabbos and Yontif. So who was doing the talking over here? So if you're saying that Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan said to Abaye, if Rabbi would have heard of this, so Miyad Hadarbeh, he would have taken it back. Because here, right, these things are usur, and there's nothing to do with speech, right? You can't go to the end of your field, you can't go to the end of the city, right? That's Hachana, because you're preparing to do something after Yontif. Well, Rabbah said the only issue with Hachana is if you have to do a speech, do something with your speech. But to make an Erev, it's fine, because you don't have to talk. So what about this Braisa? Seems to say that if you don't need to talk, it's still Aser Mishum Hachana. So the Gemara says, Velohi, it's not actually true that Rabbah would have taken it back, because Shemalei Veloh Adrabei. Actually, Rabbah heard this Braisa and didn't take it back, because also Mucha Milsa, Hacha, Lav, Mucha Milsa. Over there, by the case of when you're going to the field and you're going to the edge of the city, so it's obvious that you're going to prepare. You have a towel over your shoulder, you're going to the bathhouse, right? You're going to the end of your field, right, to check or whatever, fix a fence, but that's obvious. But here, by the case of preparing for the Eruv, what do you do to prepare for an Eruv? Right, you walk to a location. Right? It's not obvious that you're doing something for tomorrow. It's not obvious that you're doing Hachana, because Itzurva Mirabonin Hu Amrin and Shmaitse Mishakze. If he's a Talmud Chacham, so people will say, oh, he's just talking and walking and learning. And if he's an Amaretzu, Amrin and Chamra Irkam Irkasle. People will think that, oh, maybe he's just looking for a donkey. Okay, fine. Gufa. Let's go back to something we just said. Amar Yehuda, Iriv Baraglav Biyom Rishon, Ma'ariv Baraglav Biyom Sheni. We didn't actually say this. We quoted some part of this today. Rav Yehuda said, if you made an Erev with your feet on the first day, you have to do it again for the second day. Iriv Bepas Biyom Rishon, Iriv Ma'ariv Bepas Biyom Sheni. Right? If you did it with bread, you have to do it again for the second day. Iriv Bepas Biyom Rishon, Ma'ariv Baraglav Biyom Sheni. If you made an Erev with bread on the first day, you can make an Erev with your location on the second day, but the opposite is not true. If you use your location on the first day, you cannot use bread on the second day. Because you really shouldn't make an Erev lechachila with bread, right, from Yontif to Shabbos, right? Because your location really determined where your shvisa was. So then to use the pas, to use bread for the second day, that's not so good. Irev bepas biyom rishon, ma'ariv bepas biyom sheni. If you may, again, this quote that if you made an erev with bread on the first day, you can make it on. You should make it with bread on the second day. You do need to make it for the second day. So Amar Shmuel uva osa pas. You have to make it with the same bread. It's Amar Rav Ashi Deganami. Rav Ashi said, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. It's, you could check out the language in the Mishnah, Masnisin, the Katani, because we learned. Keter Rosa, how does he do this? Eru for 2 days. Molicho Barishon, on the first day, he goes to the location, Umachshecha Alav, and he waits for nightfall, right? The Eruv takes effect at Benish Marshals. Vinoplo, Ubalo, and then he takes it with him and he goes home. Vesheni, in the second day, Machshecha Alav Ochlo, he waits for sundown and he eats it, Ubalo, and then he can go home. And that seems to, again, it seems to imply you're taking the same piece of bread, the same loaf, or whatever it is, taking it back and forth with you, and then eating it. So that seems very well. For Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say? To Shmuel, again, they say that you don't need the same bread. So Delmahasam, Itatova Kamashman. So Rabbanan would say, no, maybe that's just a good idea, good advice in terms of how to do your dual Eruv on one day and the next. Okay. New Mishnah, again, about 2 days of Yom Tov, is the Kedusha Achas, is the Shtei Kedushos. Here we're talking about Yom Tov, talking about Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah, Shehaya Yare Shematis Aver, Yare Shematis Aver. What does that mean? So basically, back in the day, as perhaps you're aware, they used to use an Edim system to determine when Rosh Chodesh was. The people, Edim would come and say, I saw the new moon. And they would test them, and they'd check it out, and they said, yeah, okay, fine, no problem, whatever day you saw it, today, yesterday, etc., or maybe if it was at night, so tomorrow, that's Rosh Chodesh. So what about Rosh Hashanah, right? Every year, every month, it's totally fine, okay, whatever day Rosh Chodesh is, they'll figure it out. But what about Rosh Hashanah? Right, normally, El was 29 days, so if you assume right, that what's the option of the next day? It's either the first day of Tishrei or the 30th day of Elul. Well, as you know, the first day of Tishrei is a Yom Tov, and the 30th day of Elul is not. So what do you do? Right? You could theoretically have Edom come to Beis Din in the middle of the day and be like, we saw the new moon, and boom, all of a sudden, your 30th day of Elul has now turned into the first day of Tishrei. So basically, what they used to do, the Gemara says in Beitza, is they used to be Noheg the entire day Yom Tov. They used to be Noheg the first day Kadosh, and we'll see, and you would see if Edom would come. Now here, what that means is, Shehaya Yareh Shemitis Abre, they were nervous that Elul might be extended. What that means is, they were nervous there might not be any Edom on the first day. Meaning, if the Edom didn't come on the first day, so then the next day for sure was Yom Tov. But you already were Noheg Yom Tov on the first day. So that's 2 days of Yom Tov. So if a person is nervous that it might be that Yom Tov will be 2 days, again, back then they didn't have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, nowadays we do. Again, this is my focus in terms of how we view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but either way, meaning the Maisa, let's say they were nervous that today was going to be Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow was also going to be Rosh Hashanah. So, tis av me'arev adam shnei eruvin. A person can make two eruvim and he can make a tanai. Ve'omer, and he would say, eruvi barishon lemizrach v'sheni lemarev. My eruv on the first day is to the east and the second day is to the west. Barishon lemarev v'sheni v'mizrach, or the opposite. Eruvi barishon v'sheni v'kivnei ha'ir. Or my eruv is on the first day and the second day I don't want an eruv. I'll make my location based on the city. Eruvi v'sheni v'rishon Kivne Iri. Right? Or you can say that my Eruv is on the second day, and the first day I'll set up residence like the people in my city. Meaning, since it's a suffix, which day is Rosh Hashanah, right? Really only one day is Rosh Hashanah, right? When the Edom come, we figure it out. Right? So you can set up two different Eruvim for the two different days because it might be that actually that was a weekday. Right? One of the days is a weekday. Right, either the first day or the second day. The Chachamim, say no, they disagree, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, is one 48-hour period of Kedusha. Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus Omer, over the Fnatev Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, if someone goes to Davin a couple of days before Rosh Hashanah, so Omer, he should say, Hatzlichenu, Hashem Elokeinu, as Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Right, take care of us, make us stronger on this Rosh Chodesh. Im Hayom, Im Lamachar, whether it's today or whether it's tomorrow. Right, that was the first day. Lamachar, on the next day, he would say, Im Hayom, Im Emesh, either today or yesterday. For the Hodi L'Chachamim, but the Chachamim again were not happy with this because they held it was one straight Kedusha and it wasn't a suffix at all. Okay, says the Gemara. Man lo odilo. Who is the Tana? Who is the Mandamar who does not agree with Rabbi Yossi Bar Hokinus and Rabbi Yehuda? So Amarav Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya is Rabbi Raisa Modim Chachamim the Rabbi Eliezer. But Rosh Hashanah Shaya Yare Shemit is Aber. Again, the Chachamim were Moder. They agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, again, if you remember the last Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer had said that Shabbos and Yontif are two separate days. The Chachamim had said it was Kedusha Achas, but the Chachamim are Mode to Rabbi Eliezer, says his Brisa. Shahaya Yare Shemit is Aber Me'erev. Shemit is Aber. If they were afraid by Rosh Hashanah that maybe El will be 30 days, then Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Ruvim, Vomer Ruvim Barishon LaMizrach, Vesheni LaMarev, Barishon LaMarev, Vesheni LaMizrach, Ruvim Barishon, Vesheni Kivnei Ayir, Ruvim Vesheni, Barishon Kivnei Ayir. Right, like you can do like this Mishnah that we just quoted. And Rabbi Yossi Oser, Rabbi Yossi had said it was no good. You can't do that. That is not okay. Meaning that it's one, meaning according to the Tanakhama here, which is really quoting Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in our Mishnah, but according to the Tanakhama, he held that the first day or the second day, one of the days on Rosh Hashanah was not Kadosh, it was just Misafik that they held 2 days. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, it was one 48-hour Kedusha Achas. That's the sheet in our Mishnah that says Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. Amar Lahan, so Rabbi Yossi again is going back now against the Tanakhama, which I guess reflects Rabbi Yehuda, from our Mishnah, and I guess Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkinus. So Rabbi Yossi said back to them, back in the Gemara, Amar Lahan Rabbi Yossi, Yatam Mudim Shim Bo Edom in a Mincha Lamala. Rabbi Yossi says, 1 second, don't you admit that if Edom would come after Mincha on the 30th of Elul, Shinogin Oso Yom Kodesh, Ulamacha Kodesh, that you would keep, you would still continue holding the 30th day of Elul as Kadosh and the first day of Tishrei? Right? Even though obviously the Edom came and they said, we saw the new moon is tomorrow, right? The first day is not going to be Rosh Hashanah, right? The 30th day, the 30th of Elul is not going to be Rosh Hashanah, but still Yom Tov, right? You finish the day, you don't, just because Edom came at 4 o'clock and said the new moon is going to be tomorrow, so that's not a reason, you don't stop the Kedusha, you don't stop the keeping Yom Tov on the first day. So and that's going to be one straight day of Kedusha. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying to them. So Rabbanan would say back, meaning the Tanakhama of the Brisa, would say, Hasam ki de lo lezilzel ebe. Yeah, in a chinami, we're going to keep observing Yontif on that 30th day, but that's so people don't take it lightly. Meaning if people would realize that, oh yeah, in the middle of the day, it's not Yontif anymore, so then on other Yomim Tovim, they would also just do that, or they might do that on the next year. That when we have 2 days of Yom Tov, or Rosh Hashanah, or whatever, they may come to treat Yom Tov with less respect if in the middle of the day suddenly it wasn't Yom Tov anymore. So the Chachamim wouldn't hold it. It's 1 day of Kedusha. That Tanakhama would say that no, it's still two different Kedushas. Okay. V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We had also said Rabbi Yehuda said again. Rabbi Yehuda gave all these cases. Let's just flip back. Right. I mean, did I skip that in the Mishnah? I might have skipped that in the Mishnah. Well, we'll read it now. Yeah, I think I skipped from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkinus. Okay, my fault. Let's flip back to the Mishnah because we quote it right now. Ve'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Masne adam ala kalkala biyamtif rishon veochla b'sheni v'chein beitza shenol de b'rishon tochal b'sheni v'lohodu l'chachanim. So what are those two cases? So the first case is masne ala kalkala. A person has a basket of fruit and he needs to take trumas and maestras, but you're not allowed to take trumas and maestras on yamtif. That's mitakan kri. That's tikkun monet. Right. So what do you do? So you make a stipulation. You say if today is yamtif, so then I'll take my trumas and maestras tomorrow. And if tomorrow is Yom Tov, then I'll take my trumas and maestras today. And then you can't eat it on the first day, but you can eat it on the second day, because Miman Avshach, either way, if the first day was Yom Tov, so then the next day is when you're taking the trumas and maestras, and if the second day is Yom Tov, so then the trumas and maestras were taken yesterday. You can make this tonight, this condition, that you can fix the tevel basket of fruit that way. What about the egg? The same thing with the egg. An egg that is laid on Yom Tov is Aser, but if the first day is Chol, so then it's mutter to eat on Yom Tov, which is the second day. And if the second day is Chol and the first day is Yom Tov, so then, well, there's no problem to eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov the day after Yontif. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So he brought three cases. Yeah? So he brought three cases. The case of the Eruv, the case of the egg, and the case of the Trumas and Maestros. So the Gemara is going to say that you need all three cases. Zutzricha. Rabbi Yehuda brought all three cases. The Mishnah, we needed all three of them. Diashmin and Rosh Hashanah. If you would have told me that the Eruv thing by Rosh Hashanah. So, Be'akam Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Deluka Avid Midi. Right? That case, why? Why is that mutter? Because you haven't done anything. You don't need to, do anything to just set up your Eruv. But Kakala, the Mexican Metakin, but what about a basket? When you're, it looks like you're, it's Kemetakin Tivla, right there, the basket, it looks like you're fixing and taking, fixing Tevel on Yom Tif, which is Aser. Yes, it's with a Tanayin, it's technically Mutter, but it looks like, again, you're taking out fruit. It looks like you're taking Trumas and Maestros on Yom Tif, which is a problem. So, Eima Modu Lul Rabbanan, maybe he would admit to the Rabbanan that it would be Aser. And if you would have learned about the Eruv and about the Trumas and Maestros, Mishum Delekel and Migzer Alayhu, because there's nothing to be gozer. You don't need to have, there's no Shema Yavo. Maybe something will happen to make a gzer against them. Of all Beitza, but why is a Beitza Aser when it's no lot on Yom Tif? Because the Dikel and Migzer Ba Mishum Peres and Oshun and Mishum Mashkin Shazavu. Two of the reasons why Beitza Shnol Debi Yom Tif is Aser, as given by the Gemara beginning of Beitza on Daf Beis and Daf beginning of Daf Gimel. And one of them is because of pears on Oshrin, which is fruit that falls from a tree. If an egg comes out of a chicken, that's similar to fruit that falls from a tree. You're not allowed to eat fruit that falls from the tree because you may go pick fruit, and that's Aser on Yom Tif. And Shabbos, obviously. And Mashkin Shazavu is a similar decree. You're not allowed to drink juices that came out of fruit, let's say an orange that got squeezed. You're not allowed to use that juice. Because you may come to do schita, you may come to squeeze more juice out on Yom Tif. So an egg that comes out of a chicken is also similar to that. So those two reasons, we were gozer the egg, because you may come to do either mashkin shazavu or peris anoshin, right? You might end up having those issues. So ima modu lehuda rabbanan. So you might have thought that Rabbi Yehuda is moda in that case because we have other concerns outside of the case of truma. And of Eruv, by Sokamash Malans, or I guess Tzricha, therefore Rabbi Yehuda had to tell me that he holds like that in all three cases. Now, if you know the Gemara and Beitza, the Gemara and Beitza actually gives two more reasons as to why Beitza should be Usher on Yom Tif. That's a good kasha. It talks about the first two reasons it gives is one is because of Muktzah and one is because of Achana, because of Nolad. So that's a good kasha, and the Achronim deal with it, but I do not know the answer. I just know that it is definitely discussed, and if you want to look at some more Inyanim over Rosh Hashanah, so Ayin Sham at the beginning of Beitza, maybe poke around in the Achronim over here. Okay, Tanya with another Raisa. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said that you can be Mafresh Truma and set an Eruv, and the third case of Beitza Shenolda, that we are allowed to do that on Rosh Hashanah. So Tanya with another Raisa. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda do this? How do you do this? What's the deal? Masna Adam Al Kalkala Beyam Tav Rishon. Person can make a Tanai. I guess he's talking about Truma specifically, yeah? So Masna Adam Al Kalkala Beyam Tav Rishon. Ve'ochla B'sheni. A person can make a Tanai, again, about the basket of fruit on the first day of Yom Tov, and then he can eat it the next day. Meaning, if the first day is Yom Tov, so then he's taking Trumas and Maestros on the second day. If the second day is Yom Tov, he's taking Trumas and Maestros on the first day. So we might have Shalach on the second day, it's going to be taken care of. Ha'ilofanav Shneikol Kol Shel Tevel, let's say he has two baskets of Tevel. Omer, and he says, Im Hayom Chol, if today is a weekday, Ulamachar Kodesh, again, assuming that we keep 2 days of Yom Tov Misafek, or at least they did keep 2 days of Yom Tov Misafek. How this Gemara is relevant for nowadays is Ibn Kasha, whether it's Lalacha Lamaisa, but the Gemara and Beitza, I think it's Daf Dalet, maybe, forget exactly where the Minagav Vosecha V'yadechem Gemara is, but okay, whether we apply this Gemara Lalacha is Ibn Kasha. It's definitely, never ever take the Gemara straight up for its word. Always look at the Rishonim and the Poskim and Achronim and all the raid, as they say in the yeshivas. But either way, so Rabbi Yehuda says like this: What do you do? Hayu lefanav shteikol kol shel tevel. If you have two baskets of tevel, Omer, you would say imayom chol l'machar kodesh. If it is today's a weekday and tomorrow's actually Yom Tov, say hey to trumazu alzu. Therefore, this should be truma for this. Imayom kodesh l'machar chol. If today's Yom Tov and tomorrow's a weekday, so then ain bedvari klum. And then this is nothing. Meaning this should not be an actual designation of truma because it's asur anyantov, etc. V'korei aleha shem u'menicha, and then you decide which is which. You say this is truma, etc. And then menicha, and you put it off to the side. Ulamakar, the next day, Omer, what does he say the next day? Yom Chol, if today is a weekday, so today is zu truma, I'll zu, and then I'm taking truma right now. V'mayom kadosh, and if really today was the second day is Yom Tif, to aim with very klum, then disregard my statement, and it was taken care of yesterday. Right? V'kore aleha shem v'ochla, and you can say this is the truma, you can, right, be kore shem, and you can eat it. Rabbi Yossi Oser, but Rabbi Yossi says it is Oser. V'chenai Rabbi Yossi Oser b'shnei yom dov m'shal galios. And so too, again, that was about Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yossi also extends this to Yontif Sheni in Chutz Laretz. Okay, again, he would say that is it's not a suffix, it is one Kedusha. Okay, again, that's not to be lehalacha, but that's what Rabbi Yossi's shita is. Ahu Bartavia. Bartavia is a deer, I think. Yes, Rashi says Bartavia is Tzvi. That's me. So Bartavia is a deer. De'asa lebe reish galusa. This atzid b'yom tev rishon shel galios. The reish galusa ended up with a deer that was trapped on the first day of Yom Tov. In Chutz Laretz, so the first day of, let's say, Sukkos, v'ishtachit b'yom tov sheni, and it was shechted on the second day. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, achlu, Rav Sheshes lo achal. So a machlokas is between the chevre over there. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate it, Rav Sheshes didn't. So obviously they would ask him about it. I'm Rav Nachman, my avid leil Rav Sheshes lo achal, bishra d'tavia. Why didn't Rav Sheshes eat this deer meat? So my Rav Sheshes, v'eicha eicho. Wait, how was I supposed to eat it? T'tani isi, because Isi taught, again, one of the great names, Isi, Ayo, etc. If Amila Isi Tani, and some people say that Isi, I guess, taught as well. Whether it's a Brisa or a... I'm not sure either way. Either way, Isi taught, V'chein haya Rabbi Yossi Oser v'shnem yom tom shagolios. He quoted the Brisa that we just got, that Rabbi Yossi Osers, this whole Truma situation in the 2 days of Yom Tov shagolios, implying that it's one Kedusha and not two, and certainly not Misafik, and therefore it's no good. You can't make this whole stipulation. So Amarava, Rava said, "Am I Kushya? What's the problem? Why was Rav Nachman, meaning implying that that's against Rav Nachman or Rav Chista?" So Rava said, "What's the problem? It's not a problem. Maybe this is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. Maybe Rabbi Yossi was only talking about Rosh Hashanah, which we assume is one Kedusha. But maybe for Yom Tov itself, for Sukkot, for example, so maybe there would be one day Suffolk and one day not. Maybe both days are Suffolk, and therefore you could have this scheme where you say if the first day is Yom Tov, the second day is Chol, etc., etc. What do you mean? Yom Tov Shel Golios. Yom Tov Shel Golios implies it's Sukkot, Pesach, etc. Right? It should have said Rosh Hashanah Bagola in the Golos. So Ravasi, my Kushya. So Ravasi says, gives you a different answer. Del Mahavikar. Maybe this is what the Brisa meant to say. V'chein haya Rabbi Yossi Ose Iser Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golios Kishnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rabbi Yossi treated the 2 days of Yom Tov in Galus, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Kishnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, just like Rosh Hashanah, which is one Kedusha, the Rabbanan Desharu, according to the Chachamim who are Megil, meaning Rabbi Yossi allows this whole stuff. Meaning, what's the pshat over here? So according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Yossi at the bottom, again, we said that that's Rabbi Yehuda, and hold that it's Shtei Kedushos. So, meaning maybe Rabbi Yossi meant to say that it's actually two Kedushos, and therefore it is Mutter. Meaning against how we understood. We understood the entire time that Rabbi Yossi was saying that's Kedusha Achas, like Rosh Hashanah. Maybe what Rabbi Yossi meant, what this will we'll hold it for today, is that no, it's like the Shita of the Chachamim. It's Rabbi Yossi. Now, maybe this is what the Brisa meant. I keep on getting confused with the different vices. Yeah, meaning Rabbi Yossi is Mekel, according to the Chachamim that disagree with him. Does that make sense? Yeah, meaning maybe Rabbi Yossi is, sorry, yeah, just perusing Rashi over here. Right, maybe Rabbi Yossi is, admits that by Yontif Sheni Shogolios, it is Shtei Kedushos, even though he himself held that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. And maybe that's what the Brisa meant, that in Golios, the Shtei Yontif Shogolios is like the Chachamim hold by Rosh Hashanah, but Rabbi Yossi himself disagrees by Rosh Hashanah that, and hold that it is Kedusha Achas. Okay. Shkoyach Kol Rabbosei, we'll go right on the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Keep on prepping for Rosh Hashanah, a long day of Slichos ahead of us tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, all our tefillos should be answered. Le Tova. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.